Engineers. Of course, the company located 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
I tell you, we've got a real nice morning shaping up out there. How does it look in the economy?
Well, it's not looking as good as it is outside right now. We've got an interesting day today. We're going to have a couple earnings coming out. Intel's going to report earnings, so we'll see how computer sales are going. But also what I think is more interesting, we have CSX reporting. CSX is a rail car company, and they have about 216,000 rail cars out there, cover about 20,000 miles of track, and they transport everything from coal to rocks to paper to chemicals, you name it. And so what's going to be interesting about that is see what supply and demand is, see how much we're buying, how much the stores are buying, how much is being built out there. And you can tell a lot on that by how much is being transported across this country. So that will be interesting to see what happens there. But also on the other side, Obama's come out on the heels of economists coming down and downgrading our economy to a degree. Economists were expecting our economy to grow at 3.2% a few months ago, and they downgraded that to 2.6% for next year. And they think the Christmas season is going to be really slow. They think that will only grow about 2.5% from the previous year, which is very, very slow. So Obama decided to come out with a new plan to throw some more money at it, and he's come out with an infrastructure plan. So we'll see what happens there. He's going to try to upgrade the nation's road, railways, and runways, and he says they'll put people to work immediately. So we'll see what happens there. And then also, what I thought was interesting, the senior citizens who get all the Social Security money, they're not going to get a raise for the second year in a row. And that's based on Congress saying, hey, there's no inflation out there, consumer prices are staying down. But then also on the other side of the coin, we're seeing that grains and corn are shooting up to all-time highs. The prices of those are just skyrocketing, so you're going to start seeing that trickle down. And if you think about it, you know, corn, that's in all kinds of food products, and it's also ethanol. So you're going to see it at the gas pump one way or the other. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens there on that. And here was something very interesting that happened yesterday. I don't know if a lot of people saw this or not, but IBM is a stock that's been around forever. They started in 1911 on the markets. They came out as a company, I believe it's called Computing Tabulating Recording Company was their name at first. And this stock, 10 years ago, was $139.19 a share. Now, here we are 10 years later. It's reached a new high of $139.66. So it took 10 years to get back up to there, and that's why everyone's calling this the lost decade in stocks.
Man.
Stock market has not gone anywhere in 10 years.